So next voicemail, please.
All right, you ready? Here's what yes. Google had to say on the matter before we actually play it. Hey, Doug Zimmer.
What? Who?
That's why you wrote that in the notes. I was like, where the hell does this come from? I'm actually on my walk right now, so that's why I may sound a little painsy. But I want to hire Innocent Little Fox is going to rack to talking about you more. And like Lee, I like being anal audio here.
That's really dirty.
Call me back the person. I actually drew you when I was listening to your episode on BDSM. So I find that the people who don't know much about the free community think that just because you're in the Phantom, you haven't percenter. That just means you're into the sexual part of the Vendome. Which I have a friend named Plastics the Wolf, who is a prime example of someone who does not like you.
Plastics the Wolf.
Plastics the Wolf. I think you've got an archenemy now.
That means that needs to be like a character on the show.
Plastics. Your archenemy, Plastics the Wolf.
No, the Cookie Muncher is my archenemy.
But they do not like yes. Like they make fun of people. Right. Who she makes fun of people who likes it. And that's the person who has the Jesse Forsona. Jesse Forsona.
Ruth's choking. Hold on.
And occasionally enjoy the little gift that makes me feel really shitty. Person who is the story roof into the sexual side effects. What? It's still a person. It's still person a person who is into TWO. More BDS, lowercase m. Baby first. It's still for sale. That's when I can get on that. Anyhow, that's like one of your guests on enough that I forget the name. I'm personally, I'm like UCF's coming in December to bring ice and bisexuals. I'm sorry. I'm really tired.
Incoming ice and bisexuals.
Okay. From Plastics the Fox. The Wolf.
What's the deal with Google and the lowercase m there?
I don't know. I'm really tired, but I like looking at two women like doing it. That was kind of, that made me confront my feelings about where me, and that was scary. But looking at a picture of all the rabbits made it, but now that sells out, what time you walk out? I need some advice. I want a color because there's no way. I will be up to four or shoot a person with the name Laura on it.
Excuse me?
But there's no way my mom will understand, so I think I'm one of her sexual pet plays.
What? Oh, okay, that's...
Which just, that's bad!
I haven't pre-read these.
That's bad!
Despite the episode topic, it is not. I'm sorry, I think the first and it feels of day, Millennial 8. What? Yes, so any advice on that? Anymore. I love you guys. Hope. Sorry for long voicemail. Hope it, all of you in your six listeners. Do not mind the Sealy virus box.
The Sealy virus box?
Okay.
All right. And I already have the file queued
Google's
up.
Got some right, issues go to work
play
out.
Play it.
Yeah.
Plastics the Wolf.
I'm still reeling
hey,
about.
Hey, Doug Zimmer. I'm actually on my walk right now, so that's why it may sound a little panty. But I wonder how our innocent little fox is going to react to talking about yiff, yiff, and more yiff. Insert, I like being anal audio here.
Okay, hold on.
I like being anal.
No!
Ah! Fun fact, the first time I actually drew yiff was when I was listening to your episode on BDSM. So I find that people who don't know much about the furry community think that just because you're in the fandom and you have a persona, that just means that you're into the sexual part of the fandom, which I have a friend named Plastics the Wolf, who is a prime example of someone who does not like yiff. But they do not like yiff. Like, they make fun of people who... She makes fun of people who likes it. And as a person who has a yiffy persona and occasionally enjoys a little yiff, that makes me feel really shitty. A person who is a furry, who's into the sexual part of fandom, is still a person. A person who is into bore or BDSM or baby furs, and is still person. That's my opinion on that anyhow. Much like one of your guests on an episode, I forget the name, I personally use YIF as a coping mechanism for discovering I am bisexual, and so I am really tired. But, looking at two women, doing it, that was kind of that made me confront my feelings about women. And that was scary. But looking at a picture of Lola the rabbit naked, now that was hot. Time to fuck out. Also, I need some advice. I want a collar because there's no way I will be able to afford a fursuit, with the name Lyra on it. But there's no way my mom will understand. She'll think I want it for sexual pet play, which, despite that episode topic, it is not. And she already thinks that the furry fandom is filled with gay millennial atheists. So, any advice on that? Anymore. Love you guys. Sorry for the long voicemail. Hope that all of you and your six listeners do not mind. Sincerely, Lyra Spock.
Do not mind the silly virus box. I read forever, so something like this.
Okay. Well, any whore.
So
I first want to point out that I am an innocent fox.
Right.
I'm the most innocent fox in this room.
Right.
And always will be the most innocent fox.
Right. And I'm a 3-ton, 50-foot tall elephant.
Yeah. What is this? What is this from?
You don't know what that's
from?
I
think that's angels. singing their angelic approach as I'm walking into the room. Anyways, so just sure. Kidding. So what do you think about the lovely voicemail?
Okay, so I think regarding her question, she mentions wanting to get a collar. And I'm not sure if she's asking how can she go about getting one, or if she's asking how she can go about hiding it, or if
I thought she was asking about a fursuit and how to come to her mom and say
no. She mentioned the fursuit, but she was saying that only she wanted the collar because she couldn't afford a fursuit. I think. Things like collars and such tend to be more a part of the BDSM kind of group. It's not inherently a furry thing. It is a cool accessory. And I won't deny it. I definitely have a couple. But as far as necessity, it doesn't really seem to mean too much if it's going to jeopardize a relationship you have with your mother. I mean, it sucks. It sucks when you can't be open, and it sucks when you can't share something that's so much a part of you with the people that you care about. But sometimes you just have to understand people's limits, their comfort zones and everything. And even if it's something that you desperately want to enjoy or express about yourself, sometimes it is worth meeting those comfort levels of those people if you do care about them.
Well, especially if you live with them.
Especially.
But the problem is there is another side of that. And, I mean, I'll be honest, I'm the type of person that I feel like sometimes I live my life too much for the people that are around me and not for myself.
And sure.
And so sometimes in order for you to be able to be who you really are, you have to just be who you are. And you know what? You're always going to offend somebody. You're always going to, you know, something's going to happen. Somebody's going to get upset about something that you do.
Of course.
So you know what? Being yourself, at least, you can sleep at night and be like, this is, I was myself today. I was true to myself.
I totally agree with that. I'm just assuming in her situation, it does not seem that she's in much of a position of power where mm-hmm. she is.
She could be living with her mom.
Exactly. And if it's, you know...
And she wants to be able to keep things civil.
Her house, her rules.
Yeah.
It's more of a matter of being civil. I mean, if you do feel like you need a caller and you feel like that's a part of you that you want to express, wear it outdoors. You know, just not in the house where you're going to make people uncomfortable if that's the case. I mean, if you can't ultimately sway to one side or the other, try to find some compromise that'll make you happy.
What's your thoughts, Voss?
Oh, that one's a tricky one for the caller, because I wore one for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And I just didn't care, but that's going to be a different story, because obviously, according to the voicemail, that sounds like your mother's going to kind of raise voice about it. And I would agree with our guest here that try and minimize where you wear it outside with friends, not at home, or get something a little more subtle. Does it have to be around the neck? Maybe you get a small one, you wear it as a little wristband instead.
Oh, for sure. You know.
Well, and some of those small ones look like that they are for women.
Right. Well, I mean, this is something that comes up in every generation.
So,